Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up with me. I missed y'all. We have been gone a little bit too long. So let me go ahead and do it how we always get into it about this time. Go ahead and get real naked. I mean real naked. The only thing you should have on tonight is lotion. Get comfortable. Put your sheets on you. Snuggle up real close to your boo. Get you a glass of wine, a shot of yak, or get to a bong or a blow, whatever it is that you need to get you in a great space tonight, because I'm here. I want to talk to you. I have some questions and I have some things that I want to get into tonight. We also have a special guest tonight. We have not had an interview in quite some time. We will be interviewing the Miss Comparable, Tanya Lewis. I am so looking forward to this interview. It has been some time since she has been on this show. Of course, you know we have the rest of the lineup, what day it is, birthdays, Black history, world history, and of course, Black people are dope. But I wanted to start because a lot of people don't know this. So I'm going to say this because a lot of people don't know this. Entire last year of this show, we have technically been on vacation. Everybody was going about getting their life together and getting everything done, because when I left South Florida, I told everybody it was going to take me a year to get me to where I needed to be so I could successfully be functional in everything that I do, so that I can pursue all of my endeavors with the energy and desire and the zest and the zeal that it requires. Well, for those of you who don't know, we have been gone a year. So with us being gone for a year, it is time for me to get back to what I do best, and that's love on my beautiful people. That's give y'all all the energy, the love, the desire that is needed for me to give you the best parts of me. So with that being said, let me go ahead and bring in one of my co-hosts for the night. I only got one co-host for the night, one half of the Southern Bells, Miss CJ. What it do? Welcome to the show, shouty.
Hey, hey. How's it going?
Oh, she done came in here with the, hey, hey, how's it going? Oh, you just ready to be just all over this tonight, huh? It's Sunday. You know, Sunday is supposed, you know, me and one of my business partners today, we was having this conversation. Today is supposed to be one of three things. Today is supposed to either be a day of rest. Today is supposed to be a day of family time. Or it's supposed to be a day that you dedicate it to whatever spiritual deity that you choose and desire. But I prefer to hit the trifecta at all of those. Quality family time and spending it with the deity of my choosing. Did you get to do those things?
I did. I got plenty of rest. I had and we had family dinner. And
Hold on. No. Let's go back, because you said you got rest. So one of two things, either one of three things happened in order for you to rest. Either you meditated, you did some yoga, or you did some form of physical activity. So which one of the three did you do?
I guess physical activity.
What'd you do? Because for people like us who are high-functioning people, just going to lay down and rest is not easy for us. So what did you do to prepare yourself for rest?
I cleaned my house.
I knew you did something. See, you like me. You don't know how to just, I'm going to just go in here and lay down. Like, you got to go work out, do some push-ups, cook dinner, wash some dishes or some shit. Like, you know, we different. It's okay. There's the other spectrum of people that's not us. So don't confuse us with you. Because people be like, oh, you just act like you know everybody. No, I know me. And there's some things that if I don't do it in a particular manner, it's not going to give me what I need out of life. So if I say I'm going to go rest, and I mean rest, that means get everything off my head, off my mind, I'm gonna go lay it all the way down. I gotta do something. So you got to rest. So let's talk about the other important family. What did you do for family time?
Oh, we had dinner and then we watched TV together and talked about life.
Ooh.
It was fun.
Ooh, it's funny. I love when people. When almost majority of the adults that you are around in your family starts getting above that age of 25, the conversations begin to become beautiful if everybody goes gracefully into their roles. And a lot of people struggle with that gracefully part, because sometimes we get beside ourselves and don't realize that even though, like, we're mother or father or a sister or brother, that the other person that you're talking to is still a motherfucking adult.
Right.
So sometimes you have to remind people, like, you do realize that you're having this conversation with a whole ass adult. I got adult problems just like you do. So, but I love when we get to that age and everybody starts to recognize that we all participate as adults and we can now begin to have family adult conversations. And it's a beautiful place to get to.
You know, and in some families, you will never be older than three. Like, the only people that respect you is the people born after you. That's it. Everybody that's born before you, nah, they like, nah, fuck that nigga. You're going to always be like 14. Like, you're like, bro, like, nigga, I was like 14 two people ago. Like, get the fuck out of my face. Like, come on, bro. Let me, you know, it's some whole ass adults that can't sit at the adult table for Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh.
I forgot what movie it is, but it's a scene where dude takes and fix buddy plate and tell him, well, I think that was American Gangster, where he fix old buddy plate and tell him he got to sit over here with the kids. He belong over here with the kids. And don't say nothing. I run into people like that quite frequently. Like, it's like, listen, who let this motherfucker come in the door? Put him over there with the kids. Shut the fuck up. Sit down. You ain't allowed to participate with the adults in this classroom. And it happens. So, you know, let me before we go into our next commercial break, because, you know, that comes up on us.
So quickly.
It comes quickly. It really does. But I want to address something, because while I was on vacation and stuff, we tried out different things, and I let a lot of people have opinions about a lot of things. And so for listeners who are new to this show within the last year, I do want to run something by you. And I'm saying this for aesthetic purposes. This is not to offend anyone, to belittle anyone, besmirch anyone's character, just make anyone feel like who they are and what they do isn't wanted, needed, appreciated, endured, and just beloved and behooved by all, many, such and much. The biggest statement that I kept hearing in this past year for some of the episodes and test pilots of things that we did was, your show is really Black-centric. Well, to answer that question for you, it's hard for me to be something that I'm not. If you've been around me, if you've gotten to know me and got to realize there's two things that I do very well. I'm gonna go with three. CJ, I'm gonna go with three. Now, y'all might say there are some others, but there are three things that I give myself great credit. I don't feel like, unless you are one of those things, then I don't feel like you measure up to me in that category. So, but if you want to have a conversation with me in those three areas, I guarantee you I'm going to hit the ball out the park every time, crush it. You know, it's like, you know how the baseball players say, it's like it's a big-ass fastball coming down the middle of the plate, and I can see that bitch, so I just hit it as hard as I can. That's me every time with these three, okay? Number one, I'm a Black, number one. Number two, heterosexual. Number three, man. I'm going to crush those every time. Now, can I help everything else? Yes, I can be an ally for everything else, and I often am. But what I can't speak for, what I will not do, is I will not be a voice for things that I don't have a seat at the table. And so, yes, we do Black history is world history. We do Black people is dope. We do all the different Black segments that we do on this show, because I need y'all to know, first and foremost, I'm Black. Now, if you would like to contribute to that in any other way that would make this show more graceful and more happy and more festive, then you can definitely reach out to my production team and my management company, and you can have an investment stake in what we do. And in doing so, you will have an opinion and a seat at the table. As a fan, your suggestions are duly noted, and we would love for you to give written advice, and we will work to see if we can production it in the show. But for you people who personally want to attack me, I don't know how to do anything else but be a Black heterosexual man. All right, so on that note, we're getting ready to take our next commercial break. I love y'all. That wasn't a hate speech, so I don't want nobody to be like, oh, my God, he out here just trying to be like, we don't fuck with everybody, and da-da-da, because CJ, you know how they do. But this is not a hate speech moment. This is not a I don't fuck with anybody else moment. I am a champion of all things that I can be a champion of. But what I cannot be is a person that's walking in this lifetime and not be true and not be honest and not be self-indulged into who I am as a person. Because if I can't do that, then I can't give you anything. All right, guys, we'll be right back after this next commercial break.
Yeah, we've been knowing each other for a while.
I don't know what I gotta do, you know. Man, you know, I'm like, why are you even, don't do this, why are you tripping like that? Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, that's my soul being with you, brother. That's real beautiful. I kind of dig you too, you know that. And we're friends, I'm in a situation, I'm in a relationship. And you know what that means.
Whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for
you. Since I'm in an awkward situation.
I'll be in that lockdown.
Tonight it's really going to be women centric, so ladies, this show is for you. Like I tell people, I can knock masculinity out of the park. I teach it every day. I try to help people understand it a little bit better every day. But what I will not do is I won't preach to women about femininity. I will always bring in a female counterpart to teach femininity. And a female. When I say female, I am talking about a heterosexual, naturalized, born woman. Now, whether she can or cannot have babies, that's between her and God and what they did with her ovaries. I didn't do it. But born, she was a woman. Not changed on the paperwork or under somebody's knife or whatever. This, again, I'm not coming at nobody. These are not attacks. But one of the things that bothers me is there are people speaking on behalf of people that they never have been, can be, will be. I tell anybody who doesn't get up every day and identify themselves as black. Here's the great part about you know how you all the way black all the way when there's no when people when if you was to go to somebody and say, you know, today I'm going to identify myself as a white man from Colorado, and they don't look at you like you done lost your rabbit ass mind. Because, like, the only way you pulling that off is you have to be Mr. Bigsby, for those of you who are fans of Dave Chappelle. Absolutely no way you're going to consciously believe or make us believe some of the things in the storylines that y'all want to believe. CJ, you don't let me have the mic for, like, the first 30 minutes of this show, ma'am.
Just listen. You had a lot to say. You had a lot to get off the chest.
Ma'am, I'm gonna need you to grab the microphone in the next section. The next section is yours. Let me ask you a question, and let's just kind of stay where we are because I want to hear this from a woman's standpoint. What is it? And again, this is not pointing. Because I don't want people to think that this is like just let's jab somebody today, but I've been encountering a lot because for some reason people think I'm gay. I don't know how they could have ever mistaken that, but I get introduced to people regularly and they're like, you're not gay, and I'm like, wow, what gave you that notion? But for you being a heterosexual female, where has the conversation gotten you fucked up at? Because I know, like, when you're having conversations with people and trying to be inclusive and understanding, I know there has to be a moment where you're standing there like, I know you can't believe that right there. So what's your moment of I just can't believe? Because my belief is I can't. Be for me, they keep telling me I can't be heterosexual, so I'm just gonna continue to beat that drum by myself because I just don't get that one. But what's yours?
I don't know that I have one.
Well, good. I get to beat that drum by myself. They like you. They really, really like you. Okay, I've been watching too many movies. Hey, listen. Real quick, let me do a quick tangent. Little whatever. The first Mask was a really good fucking movie.
Yeah, it was.
Listen, if you watched the first Mask and you didn't come away, like, I have watched that movie several times. Like, that's not a movie that I think I watched, like, one time. Like, that's a movie, like, even when I saw it, like, I knew I had to, you know, I'm going to date myself a little bit, but I knew I had to go buy the VHS on that one. Like, I need that one in my library. Like, I think I've had that on VHS and DVD. Like, that's a good go-to, like, because even in this generation, I think that's a movie that you can still put on with younger kids, and I think it'll still, like, bridge both generations.
Agreed.
You know, I just think it still has some parts that both groups can pull from. All right, guys, it's time for us to take a commercial break, so I'm going to let CJ be off the hook with this for a second. You know, I'm going to change the mood a little bit. I don't know what it is about this song, but I really, really fucks with this song.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break, change the mood a little bit, and CJ's going to come back with being on the mic a little bit more. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Tell me. I don't want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one of the best.
I want to read your mind. Know your deepest feelings. I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me. Let me share the mystery. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's get to your heart tonight.
Come on, come on, come on.
Make it all right.
Yeah. Come on, come on, come on. I know a melody that we could sing together. I've got the secret key to lose you, baby. Let's make new me. I'm an avid ecstasy. Oh, come on and sing it to me. Here in the dark, what a connection. Can make you fall for what you feel.
And you bet not be rubbing on my butt when we get on the floor. right, CJ, what we at? What we got going on? What section are we on?
What day it is?
Okay, what it do, Shouter? Let go. You got it.
Hey there. Today is February 26th, so we have Good Example Day. So set a good example. Letter to an Elder Day. So write a letter to somebody older than you and mail it off with a stamp and stuff, which stamps have gone up. Anyway, we have Pistachio Day. And
okay. What else we got?
For February 27th, we have Kahlua Day. So go get you some Kahlua and have you a nice, you know, drink. We have Polar Bear Day. We have Retro Day, which I looked up. So you can celebrate this day by having a dinner around the table with family or friends, calling someone on a landline. If you have a classic car or vehicle, make sure you drive it or do like a movie in a theater. Retro Day. And then also Strawberry Day. Strawberry. Tomorrow's going to be a great day for that.
Well, somebody make sure that they text my cousin Cynthia and tell her strawberries, you know. She told us on this show she likes strawberries, you know. She said her and her husband go strawberry picking.
Ooh.
You know, simple things like, you know, that's the one thing people don't realize. You could do simple things in a relationship to be romantic.
That's true.
All right, what else we got there, Sugar?
We also have February 28th. It's Pancake Day. That's one of my favorites. I made pancakes this morning, so I got to make pancakes again.
Now I know why your fat ass had to go work out today. Over here making pancakes. See, now you ain't tell me about breakfast today. See, I don't need to get your menu for what you have today. You ain't told me nothing about breakfast yet. That's because your ass been over here cheating. Okay, I see you gone. In the shop, gone with the rest of you. I see what y'all. Oh, okay. Listen, all I know is your ass better be beach fine when we get ready to go to the beach this summer. Well, I don't want to be like, oh, I still got the. Okay.
Listen.
Listen, beach whales get attention too. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Listen, and I'm going to be a whale on the beach. It'll
oh,
be beautiful.
Can't take you out that fucking. Y'all just like, go ahead with the rest of the day. We ain't going to get through this shit, man.
Okay.
Man, you ain't going to get me in trouble. We've been on schedule all night till you want to start talking about fat people shit.
It's not my fault. It was a day. At any rate, it's chocolate
truffle
day.
Have you had my pancakes? I like pancakes. Yeah.
I have.
Ooh,
had
you
your pancakes.
Oh, no. You got to. Shira makes a nice, she makes a nice pancake. Tell you. You go. Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She makes
oh,
a country
really?
Style. She do country style. Mm-hmm.
You know the kind
where when she make the pancake, you really supposed to put like a slice of butter on it right as soon as it so it drip around it evenly because
oh,
she make the country. Mhm. Mhm. That's why I buy maple syrup all the time. She be like, why you always get maple syrup? You know the country kind. Mhm.
Oh yep. Boy.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, because I'm being real fat right now. Y'all food excitement,
yeah.
Bitches. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so,
we have Public Sleeping Day.
What?
So, you know, that's...
It says what?
Public Sleeping Day.
Ooh, I like that. What day is that?
The 28th of February.
Okay, I got 2 days because I'm gonna be somewhere in public snoring, like. On
after
purpose.
You had a pancake.
Yeah, ooh, that's perfect. After. You ever had a pancake? Ride the bike somewhere, sit on the bench, and I should staple a sign to my shirt that says National Public Sleeping Day, so that way when someone comes to try to bother me, they get to read the sign first, so I can continue to drool, so they shouldn't mess with me. Because it's hard for me to like really sleep in public unless it's like, now don't get wrong, but I can sleep in certain places well. Like if I go to a doctor's office, I could knock all the way out in the doctor's office. I don't know. As long as I'm not going for me. If I'm going for you,
really?
I can knock out. If I'm going for me, I can't go to sleep.
Interesting.
I can go to sleep on public buses and trains. Anywho, go ahead. Finish your day.
On the plane? Yeah, I can go to sleep on a plane. Okay, that's fair. And it's also Floral Design Day. So if you have a floral design that you like, you know, pull it out, wear it, design the flowers, you know, Floral
Ooh.
Design Day.
I don't know what church I didn't go to this morning, but this next song, I'm going to dedicate this to all. This go out to all the Jagged Edge fans. That's the only way I can put that next one. We got any more days? Are we done?
That's it with all the days.
Good, because I'm over days. I like what day it is. The problem that I have with what day it is, it reminds me of all the shit that I don't really want to be eating. You know, because, like, they would throw pancake day just when I literally just changed my diet. I just said we're getting ready to cleanse ourselves. We're getting ready to eat more citrus, you know, to get ready for this pollen season that's getting ready to happen.
Right.
You know, really, you know, cooking and making more things with cinnamon so I can open up my blood flow because it's going to start getting warmer. So, you want to. I'm taking out meat and adding more vegetables. I'm taking, you know, really cutting back on pasta, adding more vegetables and fruits. And so you want to come throw motherfucking pancake day. And here's the craziest part. Let me tell you what people don't know about National Pancake Day, okay? National Pancake Day was actually created by IHOP. And the one thing about National Pancake Day is IHOP gets to set what day National Pancake Day is every year. It can either be in February or in March. But, bitch, I think they understood that it was going to be an early spring, so they put it in February, but at the ass end of February, because it's going to be hot the rest of the year. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Like, not for, like, New York and for the rest of them. Like, New York, Montana, West Virginia, Rhode Island, all them up there. No, they not finna be warm yet. Like, they finna be cussing at us. They finna make fun of the South. But I'm finna tell you, in the South, we, like, all of March, y'all gonna be like, God damn, bro, like, it was 77 yesterday. Bro, 82. Yesterday, it was 91. Yep, you're going to see a lot of them days coming. So y'all better drink some water. You better go take a colonic something. Like, you better go do something. Get all that shit y'all been eating out of that. All y'all that ain't really went to the gym yet, you might want to go. But if you ain't took a good dump yet, I would advise you to go ahead and, citrus, you know, whatever they call that little thing, you know, that little bottle you drink, you throw it up real quick. Some of y'all have to throw two or three in there because y'all be that bad. Like, I never met anybody who needed two of those. I've heard stories, but I'm ready to go after, like, a half of one of them bitches. Like, I'm so regular. Like, y'all don't want to hear about my butt lifestyle. We're going to take this quick commercial break. This is Jagged Edge and one of my favorite rappers. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'd like to introduce y'all to somebody you already know. Ride my leather and wood.
Go ahead, daddy.
You choose the night.
Go ahead, daddy. I'm slamming Cadillac doors, white drop top with a brand new bow. Place Rolex still spitting the flow. How can I retire still pimping the hoes? Shoot it from my head to my toes. Player got some money, you can tell by the clothes. Why they call me too short, no one knows. Cause when I pull it out, it grows and it grows and it grows. I told her, get in the car, pass to the girl, she was hitting it hard, but don't jump in my car, trying to check up the ride, if you don't need a little sex in your life.
So I like to get drunk tonight, ride my leather and wood, yeah, so I feel dynamite, I'm a fly girl looking so good, choosing
that, go ahead daddy,
you're choosing that.
Back in the bin, who's that nigga? She was acting a friend. They didn't answer, so she asked again. It's too short, baby, that mackin' ass him. I came with my girl, but I still don't care. Light skin, sexy with some real long hair. I like him with the big old butt. Say what's up, and then dig in her gut. She shook my hand, slipped me a number, but I don't have to stick and keep shit on the under. It's all loud and clear when I'm doing my thing, and I'm always true to the game.
Tonight, ride my leather and wood. Hey, don't feel dynamite. I'm a fly girl looking so good. Like you,
I'm a definite stunner. You might catch me in the club on the come up. And don't take me when you see them hoes run up. Cause we be riding with the toast, no butter. I'm just trying to cut all the little cut up. All these bras just straight up choosing. Short and twin can't be no losing. A couple back shots, girl, I'm cruising. Something.
Badu. We Ooh. Have D-Ray Davis. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Barnes, Fats Domino, and William Henry Duke
Ooh, Jr. Fats Domino. Ooh, okay. That's Fats Domino was one of the legendary pool sharks back in the day. And what that man do with a stick. Also, entertainer as well, but they said what that man could do with a pool stick, though. Anyway, keep going. What else you got? Who else we got? Let's get on the birthday. Let me let you do your job.
For tomorrow, we have Miss Chili from TLC. We have Marian Anderson, Stoney Jackson, and Bobby Valentino. We also have on the 28th, Tasha and Sidra Smith. We have Ray Don Chong and Bubba Smith.
Ooh. You remember who Bubba Smith is, don't you?
No. That escapes me at the moment.
Your daddy ain't never watched the Police Academy?
The Police Academy? Why does that sound familiar now?
You remember the dude. He was the big old football player. He played football, but he was also the big black guy in Police Academy. Who was okay. always with the dude who was making all the different beatbox noises and stuff.
Okay. I know you.
Boy, I'm just goddamn 2-year-olds, I swear.
Don't touch me.
Born in 1912. Let me give a shout out to a couple of birthdays, man. Lizzie Bapp's teacher is a Pisces. That now explains to me why her and Shira have this. They seem to have this great, amazing communicational thing, and that's because they both Pisces. So it makes sense. So happy birthday to Elizabeth's VPK teacher, Miss Mathis. Thank you for everything you do. Our little one has grown by leaps and bounds. Shout out to one of my oldest best friends, Yvonne. Happy birthday. Today is actually her birthday. Happy birthday to you, as well as the twins, Charlene and Darlene. Like, it's crazy. That was when I started realizing, like, a lot of my friends either had birthdays on the same day or around each other. It's like I started running into people who, like, a lot of people were, like, born all on the same day. Funniest thing on that, though, I didn't realize I had anybody I was born around with until I moved to El Paso. I never met anyone that had my birthday until I moved to El Paso. Then I met, like, 5 people after that shit, though. But shout out to all of them people that are having birthdays yesterday, today, and in the upcoming days. We are fully in Pisces season. So in this season, listen, in this season, Pisces are emotional beings. Like, if you've never understood anything about a Pisces, and a Pisces emotional quadrant is like, remember how you had to go to school and, like, you would get the graph chart paper, like, when you was in, like, Algebra 1 and Geometry, and they give you all these grid points, and they'll tell you to plot it, and then you would determine how the line was based off of how the dots fell on the line?
Right.
The Pisces is all the dots. They're not the line. They're the dots. That's their emotional quadrant. You don't know L32, C14, E59. You like, yo, bitch, can we we play a bingo, Yahtzee, Sink My Battleship? What we? But they're wonderful people, man. Their energy, who they are, what they bring to the table. Their love for people, their zest, like, they have, like, the greatest nurturing zest for taking care of people that you'll ever meet. Like, it's second to none how they love and nurture on people. So if you get a Pisces in your life, I'm going to tell you one thing that they used to say this, and it took me understanding the mindset of a Pisces to make this make sense, because most people don't get it when they talk to Pisces. And Pisces say something, and it's true at the same time. And I know I said two truths, but they're two different truths, okay? So here's the reality truth for a Pisces, right? A Pisces will say this, and they will mean it wholeheartedly. If you do something to piss off a Pisces, or for a Pisces not to like you, it was your fault. Now, Pisces will say that and 100% unequivocally agree with that. Go ask anybody that you know that falls in the Pisces standpoint. They have said that at some point. Here's the other truth that I need you to understand about a Pisces. And this is what a lot of people do not understand about Pisces, and this is why they misjudge Pisces. That statement is true the moment they said it. Everything about that rule changed the moment that they thought about it the next time.
So while you're arguing with them about the change, they've already accepted the change. It's your fault that you haven't caught up with where they are now. And that's exactly how they look at it. That is how they see it. That is why it is hard to win arguments with Pisces, because you have to understand where they come from and understand where they will come from later. So when you're addressing them today, you need to address them in the future, not the present. Because they're fine with the present. They have thought it out to the degree of what they want to deal with immediately today. We will worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, that is the mindset of a Pisces. I don't give no fucks about tomorrow. That's y'all worry about tomorrow. Today, we need to kill that person. Listen, I love Pisces. They are blunt, direct, sure, and confident, and scary all at the same time. So if you know who you are and what you're dealing with, it makes it so easy to just be around them and to just understand them and to flow with them. And the greatest thing about being around anybody is you have to learn how to, you have to just learn how to just flow with the people that's going to be in your life. All right, guys, we're getting ready to wind down here. We got an interview tonight. CJ, you know we got an interview tonight?
Yes.
Who we got tonight? Who we got? For the people who just not tuning in, who we got tonight?
Tonight you will be interviewing Miss Tanya Lewis.
Ooh, not this T-L. Oh, to the T. Listen, y'all, I get to celebrate. I love celebrating people. And I love celebrating people that I know. I love celebrating people that I come in contact with. Because people are amazing. People will surprise you. People will elevate themselves to heights that you didn't think that were possible. And then there are people that will fail, and there are people who will crash and burn, and at the same time, we have to still be there to pick them up. We have to be there to listen to them when they're down. We have to be there to hold their hand when they're at their lowest of lows. Because when they pick themselves up and they brush themselves off, you want to see them at the highest possible heights that they can soar to. So the greatest thing about this interview is, when scheduling this interview, I didn't know the impact literally just 7-8 days ago, just how big of an impact that we would just have reconnecting in person and being around each other. But it was an amazing time, and I'm excited. I'm stoked to do this interview, so we're going to do a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will have Miss T.L. on the line with us. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot. And if a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chardon and I'm all up in weed cause I got it going on. I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. Yeah. See these ice cubes, see these ice creams, eligible bachelor, $1 million boat. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide rich red. I can exercise you, this could be your pivot ad. Cheat on your man, man, that's how you get a his ad. Killer good to be, I know killers in the street. But the still to make you feel like you chillin' in the heat. So don't tryna run up on my ears, fuckin' all that raspy shit. Tryna ask me shit. When my niggas say your best, they ain't gon' pass me shit. You should think about it, take a second. Matter of fact.
should say 4B. And think before you fuck a little skateboard B.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you.
Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
If a nigga get an attitude.
Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm all the best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging on my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the crip side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. S C and double O P D go double G. I can't fake it, just break it. And when I take it, see I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, not get live.
Okay.
So don't change the diesel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles. Waiting on the pickle, the diesel, and the shizzle. Jesus, the back. Now, ladies, we get some.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you.
Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
If a nigga get an attitude.
Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a bad boy with a lot of hoes. Drive my own cars and wear my own clothes. I hang out tough. I'm a real boss. Big Snoop Dogg. Yeah, he's so sharp. On the TV screen and in the magazines. If you play me close, you want a red beam. Oh, you got a gun, so you want to pop back. AK-47 now, nigga, stop that. See next shoes. Now I'm on the move. Your family's crying, now you on the news. They can't find you, and now they miss you. Must I remind you, I'm only here to twist you. Pistol whip you, dip you, then flip you. Then dance to this motherfucking music we quit to. Subscribe, nigga, get your issue. Baby, come close, let me see how you get loose.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try. Ooh-wee. All right, y'all, let's get into this real topic of conversation. We got Miss TL in the building. What it do, Shawty?
Are you talking to me?
Well, see, why you got to be so extra? I can't take you nowhere.
Period. Anyway, let me put on my professional hat. Good evening.
Professional? Oh no, I want you. I want TL. Mm-mm. Come on, bring it back. Bring it back. Nah, let's go. Put your dukes up.
It's too early, and I don't know everybody else that's on the phone call. So yeah.
It's me. Oh God, it's me. You want to make it just me and you? Because we could do me and you.
No, I'm good. I'm all the way good. It's just that not everybody know my ratchet, so.
Oh, hey, listen. Hey, my fault. Let me turn down. So, Miss TL, let me catch up with you, though, because it's been a minute since we talked, man. So what's been going on in your world, you know, because you got 96 kids, 17 jobs, you a wife, a mom. You do dancing, like you do a lot. You wear a lot of hats, ma'am. So what's going on in your world? Give us a synopsis.
Not 96 kids, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mm-hmm. I am a busy mom of five, not 96. And man, life 15. Has just been happening. The kids are in sports, you know. Lila just turned 16. We just turned up last weekend. Yeah, dancing is going great. Business is going great. We have competition in Dallas in about 2 weeks. So we'll be in Dallas, Texas for 4 days for our stand battle competition. But, yeah, life is happening in fast motion. I'm actually preparing to do an internship. I was selected for the national internship for the Center for Mind Body Medicine, and that internship begins on Wednesday. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah,
a lot of work, but it's very worth it.
Slow down. You don't get to blow past that. That's first off, man. Hold on. Let me give you that slow round of applause off the golf course real quick. First, let's do that selected for the national training. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the Center for Mind-Body Medicine does a lot of work across the country. We actually have people that are joining in from all over the world for this particular training. And I am already a facilitator within the VA for the Center for Mind-Body Medicine, but this just gives me an opportunity to step outside of my role at the VA and really join in as an individual, as an intern, and to see how things work behind the scenes. It's an incredible opportunity and just a way for me to really move this work forward. Mind-Body Medicine has changed who I am as a person. And you know me, I'm going to pay it forward every chance I get. I become like, Oprah, you get mind body, and you get mind body, and you're going to take this medication. But, yeah.
But it's a
huge opportunity.
You know, when you first presented this to me, I was working. I was at a college doing security, and I was walking around that college when you called me and you said, hey, I have this opportunity, and I remember us sitting back and we talked about it. And I didn't see it being this big, but I knew when having that conversation with you at the time, I knew that was going to be something for you, that I knew that you could get wholeheartedly into and that you could grow as far as you wanted to grow. You know, Again, I'm not taking no credit for you going down that path, because I know there were other avenues and conversations and things that you had to do with you, your spouse, your family, scheduling, and, you know, because we wear multiple hats in our life. But just from the conversation that we were having at the time, the advice that I was giving then, I just saw so much opportunity for this for you while working at the VA, and then, you know, of course, post-career, retired life, running your own business, I saw so much opportunity. And as a friend, this has nothing to do with what we're doing with this interview part. I just want to tell you I'm so proud of you for taking that chance and everything that you've done with it, because it just seems like you are blowing that completely out of the water.
Thank you.
And in that, let's talk about that a little bit. That transition to being a full-time nurse and working in that particular area full-time and giving it its, you know, its validation of what you do, how did that change in, you know, who you see and how you see both the medicine and then this, you know, this spiritual, natural side that you've now mirrored to each other? How did that change come for you, and how did that affect both entities as you were dealing with
it? Well, first, the change had to come from within me. Being a nurse, I've been a nurse for well over 15 years. My daughter's 16, so I guess it's safe to say I've been a nurse for 16 years. And all I knew how to do was take care of people. Even with all of my children that I have right now, all I know how to do is take care of people. And to really be able to now empower people to really connect their own dots, and to not—it's not enough to care for someone, but to have the ability to guide someone on the path where now they're learning how to care for themselves, which is way more impactful than any care that I can ever render to any individual. It's mind blowing to me. If you would have told me this time 5 years ago that I would have taken this health and wellness thing and kind of been preaching and teaching about what health and wellness coaching is, to really be able to speak and define what defines health, what defines wellness. If you would have told me, I would have been an educator and a mentor, both in the VA and outside the VA. If you would have told me that, I would have been sitting for national boards and passing on my first go, just to later be featured by the National Board for Health and Wellness Coaches. These are my people that certified me. They licensed me nationally, and to be featured by them is really an honor. But if you would have told me about this 5 years ago, I would have looked at you and I would have laughed in your face, because I take medicine very serious.
You did laugh at me.
I did.
You laughed at me. You did, because I remember we were doing our first Wake Up Now seminar, and I presented, and when we got done, you said to me, you're like, hey, I thought you said you had just joined. I said, yeah, that was my first presentation. You was like, I wouldn't have known. I said, well, then you're next. And you did yours. And after you got done, I said, ma'am, I said, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And you were like, what? I said, this particular industry that we're in may not be what you're supposed to be doing, but this is what you're supposed, you're a teacher of people. You're a presenter. The very next thing we did was, you know, they tried to kick me out of a position. We put you there.
Mm-hmm.
It was because it was, it's people so seriously focus on me, and the one thing that I love about what we now do for a living, it makes us take the focus off of me, and what's the bigger picture here? What's the bigger equation? You know, I have to say thank you. Like, even right now, I have to say thank you. Because we had a conversation, and, you know, I'm not going to get into the details of it, but you told me I was wrong. I took that information, and as the stubborn tourist that I always am, I laughed about it because I was like, hey, my business partner told me that this was an issue, and now my best friend is telling me that this is an issue. Let me take the time to focus. And I actually came back and did training completely on that topic area since I've been back. I did a week of training.
Wow.
Because sometimes the people we hear things from regularly, it becomes white noise, and we need to hear it from someone who hasn't been around us and seeing us make the same mistake. And that's why I tell you all the time that you're my best friend, because whatever I'm supposed to be working on, for some reason you always come and punch me in my face with it as soon as I see you. So it's not that you're faking what you do. It's a true gift.
Well, thank you. And, I mean, look at you and all of the accomplishments that you've made. Congratulations on 1 year at Post Tallahassee. But look at all of the accomplishments that you have made and the things that you have done. You have a really unique skill set. I mean, just to kind of give everyone a little bit of background here, this is my best friend who literally within one weekend – he became the photographer. He became the person to help clean up. He became part chef and making sure that people's food was served. My daughter's Sweet 16 was amazing, by the way. But thank you for rendering your services to your goddaughter. I'm sure that she had what she needed to be successful in her celebration of coming into womanhood. Lord help me.
Girl, listen, you can't talk about that again. Like, I'm sitting here, again, as you just say these wonderful things, I'm trying to not tear up because, like, today I was in the office and because we was getting the office painted. So I went in today to cover, to just, you know, be in there to do it. So looking for just different things to work on while I'm in the office, I came across the picture of her. And that's what made me share that picture this morning. I was looking through old pictures of old work that I had did, and I was just like, You know, that was my first year really being with you guys. That was us going to dinner. We celebrated her and Mary's birthday together at dinner. And, you know, that was like when I knew I was family. Like, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas that first year, like, it felt like family. But when I sat down with you guys at dinner, like, that first real big out-the-house dinner, that's when I kind of – like, we went from being best friends to just like I tell anybody, like, you know, we have our issues, but listen, y'all can get it behind them. Like,
yeah, and it's all family and it's all love.
And so just to see that little girl just enter into womanhood, like, and just all the different stories we can all tell, like, just to see her get here and have her own storyboard, and to witness her storyboard, and to understand her storyboard, and to guide her through it, you know, because, you know, and it's funny because CJ has a 15-year-old right now as well. She can hear, she can speak if she chooses to, but, you know, one of the things that I tell her all the time is the only thing that you can do at this age now is
is advocate and educate. You know, as much as we want to do it for them, as much as we want to make sure that it's right, that it's perfect, the only thing that we can actually do, it's like being the devil and the angel sitting on the shoulders. The only thing you can do is give the information. They have to do it.
Mm-hmm. That is honestly the truth. I find myself, here we go, we on a parenting where, you know, put me on a parenting train, because I find myself, you know, God puts you in places that you would never dream of for reasons that are always interconnected to you as a person and lined up with his will, only because I remember going through coaching training, and the first thing, I actually brought my husband and my kids with me to my first round of coach training, all the way back in 2019. And I started using some of the skills immediately, and my husband's kind of looking at me like, are you okay? Because I'm normally a fighter, right? I barely listened, but I learned how to actively listen through some of the skills that I've been taught. When I tell you I have used more of the skills that I've learned on my daughter, and I found that a lot of people think that your role as a parent, of course, is to guide and such, but to do this from a place of understanding that you were once their age and not really navigating it from I've been there, done that, but really putting yourself in their shoes where how was I at that age and taking the time to listen to your kids. You see, I was raised in that typical Black household where it was my way or the highway. You know, you don't talk back to your parents. My kids are very mannerable. My kids have manners out of this world. They will yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, you to know tomorrow. However, in my house, my kids also have a voice. I listen to my children. I take the time to actively listen and reflect back to them what they are trying to say to me so that I can have an understanding of what it is that they're trying to get across to me before I take it upon myself to respond with things that might not even be accurate. And at this age, it's so important. My daughter comes to me about things that I would have never thought. Sometimes my eyebrows go up like, ooh. Yeah, you just caught me off guard with that one, but let's go ahead and unpack it.
Listen,
because all they want is to listen. You have to be safe with listening.
Yes. And that was, if I didn't learn anything else about being there for that Sweet 16, being an active listener participant for our princess and being able to hear her and give her a well-thought-out answer, and that she trusted me with that. Because, see, a lot of people don't understand. You can give people answers all day till they're blue in the face. But for someone to trust the information that you're giving and take it in says a lot. And for her to, at a young age, to be able to unpack all of that and process that and do something with it, whew, girl, what you going to do with us?
Oh, Lord, don't remind me. She's going to be power. She is power. Both of my daughters, really. I find that for females, it's a lot more difficult to get them to open up and to talk because, let's face it, how we grew up is not how these kids are. What these kids are exposed to nowadays is completely different than what you and I were exposed to when we were growing up.
If they thought
so it requires
if they thought BET Uncut was an issue, what these kids see now at like three,
Yes. Yeah. And it requires sometimes a different way of doing things. Like I remember at one point my parents looked at me like I was crazy. Like, you know, you're really going to sit down and have that conversation with her or let her speak on this? And yes, because I want to hear what she has to say. So to some people it may sound foreign, but to me it's worked really well. And because these kids nowadays, they really just need to be heard. They need to be heard. Mm-hmm. They need to be guided. They need to be pushed along gently. But this ain't your old school parenting type deal. Now, mind you, their dad is not going to let them get away with not being well-mannered children. He is from Mississippi. Oh, you go and say yes, sir. You go and say yes, ma'am. You go and mind your manners. However, when it comes to life difficulties, this unique set of difficulties that these kids have, you have to think of new and creative ways to handle it, because I'm sorry, my parents' ways don't work for my co-parenting my teenagers. My way works.
Yeah.
My husband's way works, because we've really taken the time to add that level of creativity and to really approach this from someplace different, because these kids are different.
You know, one of the things, and because of our proximity of age and then the generation that's slightly older than us, one of the things that I've noticed from the three major generations that we're going to go with, you know, the above 40, the 30s, and then everything 25 and under. We'll subjugate it like that. One of the things that I've noticed so much more in this generation is the necessity to have the difficult conversations, because of how quickly this group of people can ascertain information.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was having, you know, so many older people would come to me like, oh, why are you having this conversation at this period, at that point? And it's like, you know, we're raising, you know, it was funny because you look at us, we were excited to get cell phones or beepers or pagers or whatever it is that we got quickly as we thought we were able to get it. But now we're talking about a generation of children now who are born with technology at their fingertips. Like there's no child being born today who's not going to have access to technology, simply because most parents are going to fall asleep with technology in the bed. In this generation.
And that's where the problem lies, Donald. Only because technology is so advanced to where these kids, they lack the ability to emotionally regulate themselves.
Yes.
Because they're technically, it's going to sound really bad, but technically they're robots. And instead of being viewed as human beings, so emotional regulation has become a little bit more of a challenge. And I've learned that if you regulate yourself emotionally, you have nothing. You can make straight A's in school, Donald. You can graduate top of your class. But if you don't know how to keep your feelings in check and become mindful of what's coming up for you and how to express that, Donald, you're going to have a hell of a time in life with this generation that's going up. They don't know how to stay outside themselves.
And one of the things that I'm just trying to make it just a point and effort and really putting that effort of teaching community, teaching teens, teaching just different areas, because you know we're so caught up into the right now, me, myself, my identity, my everything that we forget, you know, I oftentimes ask some of the younger people, does it even matter to you that someone else has emotions or feelings? Because we hear about yours, but do you care that someone else has?
Mm-hmm. Teaching them empathy.
You know, and that's the issue, young and old. You know, it's funny because even when I'm mentoring, you know, like you often, when I'm mentoring older people, one of the things that I often tell them is, remember, that person doesn't have the experience you have. You're speaking at 40, 50, 60 years of experience. They got 6. They got 7. They got 11, 15. And that's just, we're just counting the days that they've been on Earth. We're not counting that this is actually the first time that they've ever encountered this issue. This is brand new to them. This is earth-shattering. This is life-reckoning. Think about where you were at that age and what you were accustomed to. You know, I had my first heartbreak at 7.
Mm-hmm.
I was 7. She was 15 and I was 7. She told me no. I was crushed.
Bitch, what you mean, though? I like you.
I mean, okay, like, who? How dare you? I understand I'm only half your age, but come on, man.
Listen, man, I was in the bed for about 2 days behind her. You know, my mama had to come in there and talk to me a little bit because I was hurt. How dare her? I liked her. And she said no. She took my note and laughed at it.
Okay.
So, you know, back in the days, you know, when we still wrote notes. But so what you got coming up? Because, you know, I know you're going to be here for Body Empowerment, but in between there, I know your schedule is not small. So what's on the agenda over, like, the next two, three weeks for Miss Lewis?
I am nuts. So the internship with the Center for Mind Body Medicine is March 2nd through the 7th. And then we fly to Dallas. For, you know, for me to shake my booty a little bit and go win this $1,000 at the parent stand battle. We're performing at Warzone, the aftermath in Dallas, Texas. So yeah,
make sure we get the link so we can promote that for y'all.
Yeah, I mean, it's an in-person event on Eventbrite. I don't know if they're going to go live with it yet. But, yeah, I dance with the Danger Diamonds, and I'm sorry, don't know what other parent group see us right now. So we coming home with first place trophy. Best believe that. We represent in Promise County, and we represent well.
Hey, I throw my booty in the air.
Yep, and I mean, immediately after that, I'm teaching a coaching course, and then I'll be coming to Tallahassee for 4 days. I mean, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's sort of a reset because I get to spend some time with my goddaughter. I get to spend some time at BFF. I'm making sure that it's not just a come do business and go home. So I'm actually staying from Friday to Tuesday.
Well, that's actually good because I really cut down the weekend, too. So really Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we're done after Sunday. There's no the complete Monday calendar has been canceled. And then, of course, I knew you was going to be getting on the road on Tuesday. So definitely, you know, you can get in that you time that you also needed on Monday. It's definitely several places I want you to check out, hit up, and enjoy. But thank you. I appreciate you for coming to spend your 30 minutes with us. If you want to hang out with us and close out the show, we have 30 minutes left. But if not, if you want to say a parting words to the guests, you can now. That's up to you. What do you want to do? You want to hang out or you want to go to bed?
Absolutely. My daughter's actually waiting on me. But I will say that I am really looking forward to the body empowerment event that you were putting on. Thank you for choosing me as your keynote speaker. And your ladies are in for a treat. This will definitely be one to remember. We definitely have some activities planned that we hope to transform some lives. So, hey, it's going to be a grand time. I hope to see a lot more ladies out there. We need to fill this place. We need standing room only because it's going to be amazing.
When I tell you I'm looking forward, the craziest thing about this event, though, as much as I try to take credit for it, this is absolutely not my event. This is actually my wife's event. The entire idea, the creation, just everything about it is really her. She says that I'm good at taking someone's ideas and mindsets and putting them together and making a plan out of it. And so that's what I did. I knew I needed you this year because I knew next year she wasn't going to let me have two of these in a row where we had clothes on. So year three, I kind of already semi-promised her that we'll do year three naked. So so we had to go ahead and get you out here for this one because I need this topic to be covered. And the topic that you're going to speak on, I think for a lot of people that will be in the room, it's going to be life-changing. I've already donated a ticket to Tailored Healing, so they will be giving out a ticket. And then I think so far the room is about halfway packed, so we have 3 weeks left. You know how we do. We like to get the ticket. Hey,
y'all got any more of them tickets left over there? You know, scratching our chest and stuff, looking a little sick and stuff. Y'all got any more of them tickets over there? You know, at the end. So I think it's going to be a great event. But I'm more looking forward to you being a keynote speaker, because one of the things that I have learned about you is you take the topics that you give and the messages that you give seriously, and you thoroughly do your homework on the topic that you like to present to people. And that is why I wanted you to be one of our keynote speakers. Even though my wife said she had wanted you, she didn't even know I was already in line of picking you when she had told me she wanted you to be the keynote speaker. I had kind of like went ahead and asked you because I felt it in her spirit. She just didn't know that already.
Be like that. Yes, yes.
But yeah, she literally when she came and asked me, she was like, hey, I think Tanya, and I was like, yeah, I just asked her like yesterday. She was like, what? I was like, yeah, so yeah, Tanya's the keynote speaker.
Yes, I'm coming. I'm bringing my plus one. I didn't know if I was to buy a ticket or not. I know if you need to donate the ticket, you can feel free. Let them know that this one is on Coach Tanya.
No. I thought you was going to give that to Princess.
I was not. She is purchasing her own ticket. I did that to support my best friend's event.
I purchased the ticket myself and just gave it away. I'm more about because I don't make anything off of this. The title sponsor is Goddessly Cleaning. Matter of fact, CJ, say hi to my best friend. You're on here. Say hi.
Hey, girl. Hi.
So she sponsored her and Taylor Healing sponsored Body Empowerment this year. So all of the money and proceeds that's been spent on making this all happen has come out of this lovely woman's business. So she has been the face, the money, the energy, and the movement behind Body Empowerment 2023. So hey, girl, hey, she did her thing, and I thank her for all of her diligence and sacrifices that she's made to make this happen for us this year.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Thank you for having me.
We all play a part. And on that, we have our tea sponsor, which is going to be Ash Emporium out of Killeen, Texas. Trying to make sure I get everybody Taylor Healing of the Spirit, Goddessly Cleaning, DJ's Roundtable, which is always our whatever, the photo bomb would be there for pictures. I'm trying to still book a photographer for the fairy photo shoot for Sunday, but if not, then I will be the photographer, and we're going to have a fog machine out there. So y'all get to run through a little bit of fog. Yeah, we're going to have some fun with the photo shoot. That's going to be real fun. Then after that, we're going to eat real good that night because we're going to have some seafood.
I'm ready.
Ooh. You ready?
You know me and seafood. I'm ready.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, listen, I'm gonna have to put y'all on separate ends of the table.
So
like, yeah, because, you know.
I ain't bringing no Cooper's Hawk unless there's seafood present.
I told you I was going to make seafood. You know what, your mama. Okay. Anywho, we're going to take a quick commercial. Are you going to stay with us for the show, or are you saying your goodbyes now, ma'am? I need to know so I can go to commercial break before I get in trouble.
Go ahead and go to your commercial break. I will hang out for as long as I can. If you see me disappear, you knew that I was full stage left.
You know what? I love you. All right, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Let me find the music, because playing with her, I done forgot I was supposed to been doing a job over here. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'm feeling like champion fly. Work hard every day till we reach to the goal. These are the people and we work hard. All hold on to the mark. R.I.P. to a loved one. Put your cups and I. Like the feeling dry. Going on a high grade flight. Hope that you will look. Hope that you will look. Everything is nice.
and then she back up. Easy lock up. The music I play till the trigger kick up. When we click me finger like it rough. She a wine and a romance it rough. Reaching out to all on the 9 to 5. Where you put in the work and a fight to try. You with you take easy exam stress and all the vibes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice to see you. Going on a high grade slide. Dogs are pure low, girls are roll low. Everything is nice. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Everything is nice. I'm feeling nice. Champagne fly. Work hard every day till we reach to the goal. It's up to the people and we work hard. All who's on to the man. R.I.P. to a loved one. Put your cups there, man. Nice feeling, right? Going on a hydrate slide. Cups are pure low. Girls are roll low. Everything is nice. Oh, oh. Everything is nice. Sometimes no one
says. All right, guys, we are back. All right, we got to go ahead and move quickly because we have just two segments left. And so this next segment is Black People is Dope. And CJ, you actually know this person. You've met her. You sat in her chair. You have been all up in her life. I want to give a shout out to the beautiful Miss Sharonda Love. She launched her own product line. It is now officially a line. She is selling product as well as doing her in her salon. Give a shout out. Yes.
Yes, that's beautiful. Congratulations to Sharonda. Oh, my God,
CJ,
excited.
You can go. Listen, you can go buy that edge control now, baby. Look, you can go buy that edge control now, sugar.
I'm so excited because it works, y'all. Ooh, my edges was laid for like 3 days.
Listen, and it's all natural product. It's vegan friendly. It's a line that she did with her and her daughter. So she has a line that's for children and a line that's for adults as well. They did a joint launch at the same time. So if you know her, if you follow our page, go on DJ's Roundtable. It's on DJ's Roundtable. It's on Of the Spirit. It's on DJ. It's on Big Bap and Friends page. It's everywhere that we promote and do any type of shout outs from. It's there. You can go see it. Her name is Sharonda Love. If you have not sat in her chair to get your hair done, I recommend it. When she's in Miami, she's worked. She is worth the price of admission. Like, CJ, you sit on her chair. You tell them. You a girl. You know better than I know.
I feel like a whole new person every time I get out of her chair. It's a beautiful transition. It's really a beautiful transition. It's like a
you know, it was funny
came down.
You know, it's funny because, you know, when she moved to your location, you know, my wife said to me, she goes, you know, I just hope she's successful when she gets there. And I said, hey, you ain't got to worry about us. I'm going to send her about 3, 4, 5 clients. And I said, and them people going to send some people. And so when she got there and opened up her doors, you know, several of her first clients were people that I sent out there. And she, you know, she reached out to my wife and she goes, oh, you know, tell your husband I'm so thankful, I'm so honored. And it's not that. And I need people to understand. I don't just send people to businesses because I know you. I send people to your business because of the quality of your work. The reason why I recommend Tanya Lewis and her business Motivation Magnified. That's not just my best friend, nigga. That listen, if you want to talk about having to deal with Coach Tanya, all of Coach Tanya's friends and family will tell you we are always her first and last client. Because what she's not going to do is let us fail. What she's not going to do is not let us be great. What she's not going to do is not give us an opportunity to truly express what needs to be expressed, but come from a manner that makes sense. Not just being angry or not just being excited or not just being misunderstood. She is a believer of let's take all the teachings, all the knowledge, all the information, and let's get to the meat and potatoes of the situation. Because it was funny. I mean, my wife paid for the coaching. I was like, no. You're going to get some of this beaten up too. She ain't going to just keep yelling at me. She needs to hear from you. That's why I tell people all the time, I need y'all to understand, I deal with all types of people. I don't care, but what you're not going to do is you're not going to get help for who you are. We all need help. I coach regularly. I get help. Coach Tanya, you get help?
All the time. I have my very own coach that I meet with weekly.
CJ, you get help?
Absolutely. It's necessary.
So you have three people sitting on this line. On top of, I can tell you, my wife gets help. On top of that, I can tell you, I also make sure that my daughter has a team of people around her who help her. Because at the end of the day, you need a fresh set of eyes, a fresh set of ears to hear you. So we can get Miss Coach Tanya up out of here. There's a couple of things that I want to do tonight. I'm going to end the show a little different. CJ, this is going to make you cry, but I'm going to get Coach Tanya out of here before I make you and Shira cry tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to do Word of the Day, and then we're going to do a closeout. But after we do the Word of the Day, I'm going to explain the closeout. And then for those of you who want to leave the show before we do that particular section, that's on you. But this is where I was at when I was laying on the floor. I was meditating before we did the show. And this is how it was led to me to close out the show tonight. So we're going to start with Ms. CJ. Give them your word of the day. Don't hang up because I'm going to keep you on the line. Okay? So don't hang up you. But Ms. CJ, give them your word of the day.
Let your smile change the world, so don't let the world change your smile.
I like that one. Ooh. I like a good set of teeth, so, you know. Mm-hmm. All right, Miss Tanya Lewis, it's your go. Give them a word of the day, because I know you got something in there just nestling to come out.
You put me on the spot. Don't just be amazing. Be you. There is no one else that can do it better than you can.
Ooh, look at you coming with the heavy hitting. Oh. Okay, so I haven't done this in a while. So I'm going to mute the two ladies real quick and talk to Jishal because I don't want to hear their words before I do this. I'm going to bring them back in just a second if they would like to participate in what I'm going to do. But there's a song that I want to play. I was sitting around today, and this song popped in my head. And I said, okay, I want to play that song on the show. And as I was letting the song play out in my head as I was meditating, because I said, okay, I'm going to play this song on the show. It has to have a purpose, and I want it to be purposeful. So I'm going to play this particular song to close out the show. But what I'm going to do is, as this song closes out the show, I am going to close us with a prayer. If you want to be a part of that prayer, you can stay on the line and you can continue to listen to the show. And if you choose not to, that's okay as well. You can hang up, and again, we will not be mad at you. We will not look at you and want to fight to put our hands on you, because some things is just about love. And when this was given to me, it was just about love. So we're going to not, it can be a commercial break for you if you want it to be a commercial break, but this is the song that I wanted to end the night with. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Jesus Christ, oh, else could have.
Dear Lord God, we come to you with an open mind, an open heart, a hoping spirit, hoping to just touch and connect with you, Lord God, hoping that the ever-moving energy that you radiate with just shines down on me one great moment, Lord God, so that I could be who you need me to be in this moment, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you touch, reach, bless, hold, comfort, secure, give mental freedom, give peace, give understanding, give tranquility, give leadership, give guidance, give peace, peace of mind, peace of understanding, give love. Give a piece of you, peace that they give of you will be immeasurable in the sight of man. Understanding that we're imperfect and that we are flawed and that we are humbled by your presence and your spirit and that we smile at your embrace and your warmth and as you greet us, you light, illuminate our path so that we can go forward. So that we can help, so that we can embrace, so that we can teach, and so that we can love. We are nothing without you, but with you and with love, we can give so much. So I thank you. I thank you for being our comfort. I thank you for being the one that holds our hand when no one else is standing beside us. I thank you for when we lay down to meditate that you lay down beside us and whisper in our ear and give us guidance and clairvoyance. I thank you for giving us the ability to cleanse our house and to cleanse the things around us so that there can be a peace and an aura in the atmosphere within the things that surround us. I thank you for giving us intentional purpose. I thank you for giving us free will to choose to love you. But I thank you, more importantly, for giving us the ability, the willingness, and the open heart to understand our brothers and our sisters even more than we can understand ourselves. With a humble heart, I pray that everyone under my voice is blessed. To the fields of their heart, through the riches of your glory. I love you. I reverence you. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Ooh, thank y'all for being with me tonight. I needed that. Oh, God, thank you. Let's get that off of. Ooh, I had to get that energy off of me. It's been on me. Ooh, I feel better. I feel better. I'm light now. Thank you, ladies. Ooh.
Thank you.
Listen, sometimes you got to get it off, y'all, man. You have to, and you have to let some things go. You know, I thank you being my, you know, Tanya, we've been through so much in a little bit of time. I mean, we're coming up on, you know, a decade of knowing each other, but within just the first, hell, 90 days of knowing each other,
shit it.
You ain't lying.
We rolling up on people. We about to set it off in parking lots. Oh, we showing up for family functions. All types of stuff happened in 90 days, but I would not trade any of those days for anything, because the friendship, the love, and just the openness that you've shown me and my family, and the love that your family has also shown mine, I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world. So I thank you. You're more than a friend to me. So best friend is a title, but that's, you will never be void of my heart.
Don't be getting all sentimental with me, Hoppo.
I had to, man. I haven't, you know, it's a lot of people that, you know, they could, and I'm not saying this to make ill of the dead, but there's some people that could die today, and, like, I would still get up and eat a whole sandwich. Like, I'm going to lay in the bed for a little bit about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be in my feelings about you. There's some, who died? Johnny? Oh, man, somebody put some ribs on the grill. So, like, you know, just real talk, you know, you are an amazing and beautiful woman. Everybody that I have ever introduced to you has said the same thing. I have not introduced a single person to you who have not come back to me and raved about who you is as a person. So.
You ain't so bad yourself. Thank you.
I'm weird. You know, I tell people every day I'm weird, you know. Just don't pay me no mind. But I appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out. Is there anything you ladies would like to add to the show before we go?
Sprinkling some love and positivity and telling everybody that you all are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Thank you for having me.
Bye. Get off my phone. CJ, what you got, Shouty? Nothing. She's just going to giggle. I love y'all. Listen, real talk. Go help somebody. It's write a letter to an elderly person, man. Find somebody in your family, write a letter, put it in the mail. Being a military veteran, I can tell you, just getting letters in the mail and finding that someone thought about you goes a long way. I love y'all. I'll holler.